think that some of the people who are suggesting this are doing so with good intentions, because they do want to serve their people with the means of grace and to offer to them encouragement and comfort during these fearful times. So their motive is in many cases good, but they just haven't thought this through very well. They haven't thought through the implications of what this means for the nature of the sacrament, and quite frankly, they also have not thought through the implications of this for our concern over open communion. Because just think of it. If my consecration that is going forth on a webcast is a powerful and effective consecration, this would be true not just for the members of my church, whom I have told to put bread and wine in front of their computer monitors while I do this, but this is so for everybody. Anybody in the world, people I've never known, people I've never heard of, whom I presume to do this. I would then become somebody responsible for consecrating a sacrament for people who are not under my pastoral authority, people who may not be Christians, and who would thereby be receiving the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner to their spiritual harm. So this is a terrible idea. It violates the very nature of a sacrament. It violates the very nature of pastoral oversight within the sacrament. And I think well-intentioned pastors, if they think this through more clearly on the basis of the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions, will come to realize that this is a very bad idea, and indeed that it is not actually a valid sacrament.